Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got some breaking news out of Atlanta.
Saw this.
We were talking about him earlier, and now he is in possession of a $212 million contract. The Atlanta Braves have announced they've signed DeSoto Central High graduate Austin Riley to a 10-year $212 million contract. It breaks down like this. He'll make $15 million next year, $21 million in 2024, $22 million from 2025 to 2032, and then 2033 year is a $20 million club option. Like, this is an incredible amount of money. And listen, if you're 25 years old and baseball players, you know, your health, you never know. Like, like if you can... If you grew up in DeSoto County and you can lock in $212 million contract, probably just got to do it.
Yeah. You think they got a deal?
If I'm the Braves, I'm thrilled. You just locked up a 25-year-old all-star? It's really 9 years considering the last year as a club option. So it's really you're tied to him. His contract is on the books guaranteed for 9 seasons, and you're getting him for like $21 million a year on average. I mean, you got baseball players making in excess of 30.
Yeah, what did Juan Soto just turn down?
Well, $29 million a year, but that was for 15 years.
Yeah.
And the Juan Soto thing, by the way, I'm glad you brought this up. This is insane to me that the Nationals are arguing with him over what appears to be $60 million.
Yeah.
He apparently wants... Because what I said I would do if I were the Nationals, or what I would do if the Mets could trade for him and then try to sign him to an extension, I would offer him like 10 years, $380 million and see if I could get that done.
Mm-hmm.
But he apparently wants the main priority here for Juan Soto. He wants to be the first American team sport player to sign a $500 million contract. It's never been done. That's what he wants. He wants a $500 million contract. So why wouldn't, if you're Washington, say, okay, 15 years, we'll take it up to $500 million. That's still only $33 million a year. And I know that's a lot of money, but if Juan Soto is really what people think he's going to be, which is Ted Williams, if Juan Soto retires, and this is what like legitimate baseball people think, if he retires – as a top 10 offensive player of all time, first ballot Hall of Famer, you will never regret paying him $33 million a year.
Right.
And with the DH now being in the National League, even if physically, athletically, he slips some as he gets into his mid-30s, you just let him DH.
Yep.
Where are baseball salaries going to be in 10 years from now? I bet you Juan Soto at $33 million a year 10 years from today would be a bargain. And so what are you playing around with this? You've got this generational talent. He wants $500 million. He's only 23 years old. Give him $500 million.
Also, if you're the Nationals, like think about all the guys they've let go.
You can't let Bryce Harper and Juan Soto walk over money.
Yeah.
That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, your fans are just going to totally check out eventually.
And I know there's some argument like the Nationals are so far away from being good again that, you know, it's better just to let Juan Soto go, move him, get prospects, and start over. But, like, okay, let's say you're 4 years away from winning again. In 4 years, would it be awesome to have Juan Soto as a part of that?
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about signing – he's 23 years old. You're talking about signing him into a 15-year contract. I don't even understand what Washington's doing there. You would not regret signing him to a 15-year, $500 million contract if he would take it. What you might regret is being a franchise that let Ted Williams walk out the door. Like insanity to me. Back to Austin Riley. I'm making the same central port. Juan Soto and Austin Riley, at least perception-wise, are in different places in terms of the ceiling of what they can be. Although, again, Austin Riley is awesome. He's already been a World Series champion, Major League Baseball All-Star, first team All-MLB, and just had one of the great Julys in the history of Major League Baseball. He's awesome. I think locking him in at roughly $21 million a year for the next decade, like, that's good value.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand when he took it, you know, if somebody, 2 years ago, I don't want to speak out of turn, but, like, I don't know how much money he had 2 years ago. And you got an opportunity to lock in $200 million? I get it. I'd probably advise him to do it, too. But if I'm the Braves, I'd be thrilled right now. Absolutely thrilled. You know, they got Ozzie Albies on a small, I don't want to say small. None of these things are small. But a deal that seems to be franchise-friendly. And I would argue that Austin Riley deal is franchise-friendly. I bet you look up you can look up right now. Next year, is he worth $15 million a year? Absolutely.
Yep.
In 2024, is he worth $21 million?
For sure.
I bet so. 2025, is he worth $22 million? I bet. If you could give the Braves an opt-out every single year outside of injuries, I bet they wouldn't even consider opting out of any of this for the foreseeable future. Remember, baseball salaries go up. Nobody was making $40 million a year just a few years ago. So if you can get a young guy who's already a star and lock him in for an extended period of time at a totally reasonable number, like Austin Riley, these are reasonable numbers relative to what he's doing right now. What happens when he's 26, 27, 28, those real prime years? If I'm the Atlanta Braves, I'm thrilled. And just personally speaking, thrilled for him and his family. Like I said, I hate watching him murder the Mets, but I love watching him succeed. Every time he's playing the Mets, I hope he goes 0-4. But outside of that, I want him to keep doing what he's doing. Like I root for people from here to do well. By all accounts, he's got a wonderful family, and couldn't be happier for him. Man, think about that. DeSoto County, Mississippi. We've had a couple of these over the past week. DK Metcalf,
yep,
from Oxford, Mississippi, signs a $70 million deal with the Seahawks. And now Austin Riley, DeSoto Central graduate, $212 million contract with the Atlanta Braves. Congrats to both of them. I'm getting pushed way down the list of successful Mississippians. I used to think I was something. Now I know I'm not. So it's been a humbling past week.
Young guys are coming up, man.
I had a good run.
You're still doing fine, GP.
Not Austin Riley fine. I'm doing better than most.
Yep.
But not Austin Riley fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.